Hello, welcome to the Four Brummies for Big Tummies. If you like having a tot and chatting shit with the mates in the pub, you've come to the right place. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our opinions are entirely our own. They don't represent our employers. You've got me, Niall, Peter, Kieran and Chips. Any questions or suggestions, please find us at abbeysounds@outlook.com and search Abbey Sounds on Facebook and Instagram. Enjoy the podcast. Hello and welcome to Four Brummies with Big Tummies, episode 4. We've got a special guest today. It's Liam McGill. How are you, Liam?
Very good, mate. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You sound buzzing to be here, mate. Well done.
Yeah.
I thought we'd start off today and talk the subject being Zante or like lads' holidays. I don't know what you lads think about it.
Probably in Graydon, wasn't it?
Yeah, buzzing.
Cheers, man. Honestly. Yeah, you've absolutely smashed the intro here.
Don't act like you've just suggested it. Like, we've planned it.
Yeah, I know, but you've got to... Yeah, choose for this.
We're just going to see how it goes. It might be a good idea, so we'll just see what happens.
Paige still wants his idea, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, if not, I'm going to move on to my idea.
But we'll see how it goes. We might like it, we might not.
Pete's sabotaging me.
I want it to work. Interest. Like death row, like meals and stuff you'd have before you died, and like people you'd want to see, like music and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really positive. Positive.
Yeah, let's do that one. That sounds much better. Yeah.
All right then. Well, Pete, carry on.
I'll never be that.
Yeah.
Mate.
So no, I really wanted to do the Zante thing, but if we're gonna do my idea, then yes. So basically, we're just gonna go around everyone and then see what meal you'd have. So starter, main, dessert. So it's your last meal. Then we're gonna go through. It's a bit morbid, actually. So starter, main, dessert. Then we're going to go through just a quick one, whether you want to be hung or electric chair, lethal injection's too easy, so because everyone would pick that one. And then, yeah, one last song you'd want to listen to and one last like film or series thing you'd want to watch and why.
And what woman you want to shag?
Yeah.
Of course
it'd be your wife and my girlfriend. My girlfriends.
I'm Pat.
Right, go on then, Pete. You start us off with your starter. Give us some inspiration.
Okay, yeah. So it's a bit boring for me, really, I guess, because I'm just going to have an Indian curry. So for starter, I'd have poppadoms, onion salad, mint sauce, chutney. For the main, I'd have a chicken madras from the Noor Jahan. Yeah, it's in Hall Green, right? It used to. I don't want to badmouth it, right? So you can mute it if you want. But it had a chef there, and he did the best chicken madras ever. And then he left a few years ago. So me and my dad were like in mourning for another year because it was just the best madras. Going, so I would go track him down and get him to cook a chicken madras for me, and then for dessert I'd have a creme brulee because I just think it's a nice pudding.
I'm curious to have how you knew the backstory about the chef Laban.
I know, yeah. Are you gonna go up to him and be like, by the way, mate, I've murdered some people. I'm on death row. Will you just do me a curry?
One of the dress.
Are you going to get the prison guard striking down?
Well, it's a hypothetical. I haven't killed it. I'm not on death row. Do you know what I mean?
Not me, Ian, as well. The crime.
The crime?
Paedophilia.
What, do we get to pick our crime? All right. I'll go murder. That's the most normal one.
Yeah. Is anyone going to pick paedophilia or rape, really?
Yeah. good old-fashioned murder. Like... And, yeah, I would... Sorry. Is it your
go?
Go
ahead, man.
I think for music, I'd listen to a bit of Sweet Symphony. It's my last song. But it's quite a good one to go out with.
It's fucking depressing.
Well, I'm about to die, but it's quite uplifting at the same time. So the other reason I'd pick a curry, by the way, is that if I'm getting killed on the same day, I'm not going to have to shit it out the next day, which is the worst thing about getting a curry, I would say.
Fuck's sake.
Can we swear? She's really thought this through.
Yeah, crack on, whatever the fuck you want.
Good, good, great.
Just don't be racist, Leo, because we know what you like.
All right. Yeah, cheers, mate. I'll keep a lid on it for now.
Yeah, go on then. Sorry. Pete hasn't finished, guys.
I think film, don't know. I think I'll probably go like Shaun of the Dead just to watch something good funny. Choice. I don't really want to watch something too depressing. Considering my other choices, so I think I'd do that. Is there something else?
What do you reckon you do with the rest of the day after you've eaten your curry? Watch Shaun of the Dead and listen to what was this song?
I don't know. I'd probably watch Shaun of the Dead again because I can just quote the whole film. So
Were you being serious about we can't say what bird we'd shag?
Well, you can if you want.
What? So are you not going to?
No.
Right, okay. So that will be the last thing if someone wants to. Are you done now, Pete, or is there anything else?
No, that's it. That's it from me.
Thank you. Who's next then? Do you want to... We'll do the special guest. Go on then, McGill. So what was it, Pete? It was starter, main, dessert, music, film.
Hanging or chair.
Hanging or chair, and then the last woman you shag.
All right. I'm not really into starters that much, but if this counts, I would just take a big bowl of pigs in blanket with the stuffing as well.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not really that into them, but like, yeah, you only really get them at Christmas, and I think they can count as a starter.
Yeah.
Main, I would go for fish and chips with loads of curry sauce.
Kings had some
Probably. I don't know which shop, to be honest. Pisces is pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, that was good, wasn't it?
Pisces.
Chowden Road.
That's still there.
But, yeah, it is. Yeah. It might not be now. It was still there before the corona.
Don't know. Again, I don't really like sweet shit. Maybe apple pie. It's a bit boring, isn't it? But apple pie, I quite like that.
Nice.
For that, pretty shit.
I prefer crumble, but...
Oh, yeah, apple crumble, wasn't I? The death, I'd take firing squad. Is that, can I have that as an option?
It wasn't go ahead.
Hey, you do what you want.
Pete's proper strict on these rules,
isn't it?
And then movie, can I have a trilogy? I think you know where I'm going with this.
We were discussing this on the second podcast. We kind of see it as one film because you can't
And I want to be executed at the point in the Return of the King when Aragorn charges at the gate. It's like the, right then, exact point. Tune, I don't know. Maybe Led Zeppelin, something like that.
Okay. Bird.
Sorry, boring. Girlfriend, of course.
Oh, you such pussies, man. Everyone's, you know, you're allowed a like a celebrity bang. You know, if that like one rule where if that celebrity was like, oh yeah, come bang me, I'm free for tonight. You're allowed to do it without any consequences.
I don't know, that's just you saying that though, really. And a few people on the internet. Yeah. It's not confirmed.
It was like that. Did you watch that film Hall Pass with like Owen Wilson and stuff? Was it Owen Wilson?
It was.
Was it Owen Wilson? That was just a stupid film. But that was the kind of same concept where you could go out and shag someone once and then that's it.
So that proves it.
That's class.
Yeah.
they made a film about it.
Is Tom Byrne not joining today?
It's a bit of a sore subject.
It is a sore subject because Alex and Pete and Kieran basically try and turn Tom against me. But to be fair, without going too far into it, because he might get sensitive again, his missus wouldn't shut up and he didn't really care about it, so I had to kick him.
Yeah, it was really harsh, to be fair.
No, it wasn't.
Well, what actually happened was he went to speak to his missus once.
No, he didn't. Alex, you know that's not true. That's not true, and you know that's not true.
Because right, Noel's in a bad mood on the day of filming because he'd already left the PS4 chat earlier that day.
No, what happened is that Tom joined early and he refused to get headphones, and then he was moaning that, where am I meant to get headphones? Was like, I told you. You know what? Let's not waste time on this because this will be in 5 minutes. Basically, maybe I reacted kicking him, but he was a prick and he had at least three warnings. So That's in.
You can cut this out, mate. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it just to prove a point. Go on then, Alex. Seeing as you've got so much to say for yourself,
you're the one who just spoke for the last 2 minutes about what happened. I'd go for calamari and chicken gyoza for my starter. For my main, I'd go for a steak, probably a big fillet, but as big as you can get, with a béarnaise sauce and prawns with like chips and mash.
Okay.
And it, for my dessert.
Fucking hell.
Chips and mash, man.
Yeah, but I want two starches, maybe chips and
onion rings.
A bacon potato. Yeah, onion rings on it as well. Yeah, loads. Yeah. That's me, right? That's what it's for.
Yeah.
And then for my dessert, I'd go for a New York cheesecake, a coffee, and a cigarette.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be shitty straight away, then?
You've got to eat it as well. The cigarette. It's your dessert.
But I'd have smoked the cigarette with my coffee. A movie, just like a comedy, probably like Superbad. For my song, it'd be like, what's that song? It's like, na 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 na, goodbye, and then they could execute me when they do that.
Hey Jude,
is that Hey Jude?
Yeah.
No, that's not Hey Jude. The goodbye one.
Hey Jude.
Is it? Don't they just change the lyrics in like football things sometimes?
Oh, is it?
I think so. Well, that's definitely Hey Jude, isn't it?
Imagine if we didn't tell him, and then he hears it. Like, this isn't the one I asked for. Too late
now.
We'll
have to confirm that at the end. What was the question?
Execution, but
and crime.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about the crime. I mean, it's all going to be murder, isn't it?
My crime will be war.
Yeah, you don't.
You've got to do what you got to do to win a war.
War crimes.
War crimes.
And I'd be hung.
What? War crime?
Treason.
I'm not gonna delve into that, but it'll be definitely something to do with chemical gases that are not allowed.
Okay. Woman, are you allowed to say it, or is your missus?
I'll be Mila Kunis, but Mila Kunis about 10 years ago.
Oh no! What in that nice. 70s show?
What?
She's a bit. She's like 60.
Isn't that? Oh yeah, she is. Isn't it? She got the job being underage and like. Oh yeah, she. Yeah.
Probably in like friends.
You know what your crime is now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's more. I think.
Kieran.
Oh, that's a tough one. I do like my food. I think starter, I'd go a bit of seafood, crab claws, some mussels, something like that.
Okay. So you've lived in a castle all your life.
That's my last meal, mate. Probably copy Alex, but I go for ribeye steak, chips, onion rings. I think I'd go strawberry cheesecake dessert.
Whoa, nice.
Cheesecakes are good, man. Good choices with them.
I prefer plain though. I'm not a fan of like, you know, flavoured cheesecake. Just nice. Like
just classic New York.
Yeah.
I like lemon cheesecake though.
Oh cool. Well, it's not your last meal, guys. So.
sorry for interrupting.
What are the other things?
What were they, Pete?
Song, movie.
I had a tough one. Probably just go something easy to watch. Go Dazed and Confused. Just hasn't got a story and I can just relax, watch it.
Eat your cheesecake.
Eat my cake in peace.
Yeah, I think you'd want to eat your dessert with your last song. I feel like dessert's a last song material.
Yeah, I'd have like a nice pint of Carling with it as well. Yeah, you're going out with a nice little frothy pint. Probably Commit Murder and then Shag Anna Kendrick.
Oh.
Commit Murder and Shag Anna Kendrick. That's my kind of day.
Is that how you murdered?
In no particular order.
I'm not a big fan of her. I think she's a bit too like normal looking.
Okay, I'm a big fan. She's still alive at this point, though.
Oh, yeah, he's a big fan of her death.
But I really hope she listens to this.
What else?
She will.
Actually, we've got people listening in Argentina and Brazil now, Miguel. Yeah, we've got. Oh, I'll get it up for you. I did just speak to Kieran about it.
You've got a proper fucking professional setup, and you know.
I have, We've got United Kingdom, Australia, Denmark, Philippines, Italy, Thailand, Argentina, Brazil, Germany.
Yeah, and a lot of those countries we can pinpoint who's listening to it, but
yes,
Argentina
course,
and Brazil are struggling with.
And the Philippines, or is that someone you know? Yeah. So, and Germany, who's listening to us in Germany? Maybe we're big with the old German national football team. Maybe they heard us on the other day.
Brazil, footballing countries as well. So probably their national teams.
Probably.
Philippines too, famous for it.
big Neil Effridge in goal.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a boxing episode for them.
What, the Fury and AJ?
For Pacquiao.
Yeah, I was going to get Pacquiao.
Sorry, I was looking at the screen when you said it.
Because like, we'll get him right, Manny. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I don't think he's doing much at the moment. He hasn't fought in ages.
I'll message him on Instagram, see what he says.
What
else was it? Method of death, Gearing.
I feel like all the ones have been taken now. I don't want to be an original. Definitely wouldn't want that.
If you want to be killed a certain way, just say it, man. Doesn't matter if he's been taken.
I mean, I'd just rather not be killed, in all honesty.
I'm fighting the case.
Actually, can I not be killed?
you've just murdered.
Compare, just pick me up and take me to TGI's.
Well, you've accepted it too easily. You haven't even asked if you can get off. I'll probably go with McGill. We can get shot together, firing squad.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's a good way. If you've just murdered Anna Kendrick, firing squad. Yeah.
And then
I'd like to clarify she was the person I murdered.
So it was murder and necrophilia, Kieran.
Guilty.
I think that's it, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do mine.
Song, wasn't it?
Song? Did you say song?
I thought Liam would have gone.
You know what? I'm going to edit that out.
don't give him the satisfaction. I won't
let him have it.
I bet the only reason you want to do this whole thing was for that joke, isn't
it? I've been thinking about it for the last couple of minutes.
Yes, song, Kieran, did you say it?
Probably go Charming Man by, what do you call it, The Jam?
Not The Jam.
This is by the Smiths, there you go.
Kieran and Chips both don't know their favourite songs.
Mine is not Hey Jude. It's one that goes, hey, goodbye.
Deezer's.
I don't know music.
Hey, goodbye, that one, yeah.
Yeah, but you were singing,
na-na. Goodbye. The tune mixed up.
Mine, I think I'll do starter. I probably want like a big bowl of chicken wings, like crispy fried chicken wings with barbecue sauce.
What flavour? A barbecue?
Yeah, barbecue sauce.
Sticky barbecue?
Yeah, probably a bourbon-style barbecue on there.
You want them fried first? Mm. How do you want them?
Yeah, I want them like crisp, really crispy skin, and then the sauce put over the top of them, or like for dipping.
Oh, you'd have to fry them then, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Main would have to be Sunday dinner with roasted lamb and beef, like proper duck fat roast potatoes and proper buttery mash. Dessert would have to be apple crumble, like OT apple crumble.
Custard.
Yeah, definitely custard. Yeah. Maybe even Teletubby custard, seeing as it's my last meal.
Warm or cold?
Crumble.
Teletubby custard.
Pink custard. You know, have that in primary school. Teletubby custard. Basically, it's basically normal custard with like pink E numbers in to make it look like this.
Do they just give it to the special kids?
Wow.
Teletubby custard.
But yeah, to answer your question, Pete, sorry, hot apple crumble, cold custard.
Okay.
That's how I like it. And then I mash it all together like a paste and eat that.
with a shovel.
I like mashing it all together and then gets like a thick goo. And then I eat it like lick it off the spoon because it sticks to the spoon.
As long as you're enjoying it, mate.
Last film would be between two, but I'd pick Flash Gordon.
Oh, that's solid.
Yeah, I think Flash Gordon. Shout out to Starship Troopers as well. That would probably be close second. Because obviously, Lord of the Rings is the obvious choice, but to go out, I think I'd like something what I really enjoyed from my childhood. And then music-wise, be I'm Still Here from John Resnick or something. Resnick. It's on, what's that film called? Treasure Planet on Disney, like the cartoon. It's the montage song on that. And I listen to it all the time. So I listen to that on my way out. I'm still here. I won't be for long.
After all this. Sounds like fucking Elton John.
Yeah, isn't that I'm standing?
No. Trust me. Listen to it. I'll pull it into the chat in a second.
And you can listen.
But is this a song you've literally picked because you just listened to it and it's in your head at the moment?
No. I've listened to it ever since I've listened to that, watched that film. It's at the montage. It's really good. It gets you emotional. Makes you think about your life.
And it's over.
Yeah. What was next? What else is there?
What did you do to get there?
Yeah, I'd probably just be like serial killer. Like multiple murders.
One murder's not enough.
No, yeah, because if I was going out, I'd like to go down in history. So I'd like to get like the most in Britain or something.
The Chelmsley Ripper.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like a cool nickname.
Who would you kill now? Like which?
Anna Kendrick style.
You just kill him. Yeah, just can't kill her.
I don't know what.
Like you're gonna kill like men or
probably accountants,
women or like a certain age. Accountants.
Yeah. Probably middle-aged accountants.
Why accountants?
Because they've got the highest suicide rate anyway, haven't they? So I feel like I'm doing them a favour.
Do that? Is that a fact?
I think it's a myth.
you're still going to kill them all, so you won't be really helping them out.
There you go. I'm going to search high suicide rate. What was the other question? I'd like to die. I'd like to go out by firing squad as well. I think that's a pretty cool. Maybe with an RPG. not like a machine gun. Yeah. Like something, a big explosion. Yeah.
If it's an RPG and there's a squad of them, that'll be like loads of the RPGs coming at you.
Why don't you do now to look after Becky afterwards? You know how you can go to Thailand and blow up a cow? You can do highest bid against to blow you up, and then Becky can have the money afterwards.
There'd be no shortage of bidders.
Apparently, that's a myth, though, that whole cow blowing up thing. You might know about this, McGill, because you're most well travelled.
I've been there, but I've never heard of it like actually existing. I think it's a myth as well.
Some people were saying Cambodia because I did Google it and it does look like it's a myth, but people are saying maybe in Cambodia you can do it, but...
You can shoot them. Like, you can shoot RPGs in Cambodia, but I've never seen the cow one. Like,
we probably just happened by accident one day.
Too fair. Yeah. It just seems like a waste of... Yeah, it just seems like a waste of food.
That could be next week's episode. We're looking to more of these myths.
Yeah, true. I've just looked... Yeah, I think that's a show already. Maybe.
Yeah, we can tweak it.
What, fact or fiction?
Yeah, fact or fiction. We all come up with bullshit. One's good, one's wrong.
Why would I like it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I've just stolen another idea.
it's just a little bit like that.
We just keep ripping off shows.
Yeah,
rip them all off, they can't all copyright you, can they?
I've just looked up the 9 jobs with the highest suicide rates, and actually accountants is only third.
Where are council workers?
I don't know, but second's dentist.
Is it chefs, number one?
No, doctors.
Doctors?
Yeah, doctors, apparently.
They're a high-stress job, and they know how to do it.
Yeah.
They see all the bad shit.
Fourth place, you got lawyers. Fifth place, real estate. Sixth place, electricians. Seventh place, farm workers. That does sound like a shit job, to be fair. And then 8 is pharmacists, and the final, number 9, is scientists, which is quite a broad term.
Yeah, it'd be more like middle-class jobs. A lot of them.
Too much stress, maybe. I don't know. Pretty grim conversation, though.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, Pete brought up Death Row, didn't he?
Yeah, well, we've had some laughs.
Is anyone drinking tonight?
Speaking of which, Gil has got to do his entry for downing a drink to get on.
Oh, he's got
to
do his lap time.
Yeah, his lap time. Hang on.
Do you want me to do it now?
You can prepare yourself, yeah.
It's got to be a full pint as well, so.
Yeah.
It's got to be a full can. Yeah.
Yeah, or 440 milliliter. Oh, yeah. So where were you going with this, Pete? While Liam goes off and sorts out his drink. So what was next?
That was it basically.
Pete just wanted a nice short one so we could play paper.
All right.
No, I don't think so. But you know, I think it's not a bad idea to throw a short one in there every now and then. Anyway.
So you can play interested.
You know, you see a podcast, you think, oh, fucking an hour or whatever. You want it to be really good. Like, if it's 30 minutes, you think, fuck it, I'll listen to it. Just an idea.
What do you say, sorry, Miguel?
I've only got these little, stubbies. I can put it in. I have a pint glass.
Yeah, just do like three quarters of the pint glass. As McGill finishes up, I still, one of the emails we got in actually, maybe talk about the best like foreign beers, like if you go on holiday.
I'm drinking a really random foreign beer, Kaji Crush.
Where's that from?
From Australia. I did that Beer 52 thing. I got 12 random Aussie beers.
Oh, okay. How much is that?
Well, the free trial was just postage and I forgot to cancel it. And then it was £29. I have now cancelled it.
Oh, well, okay.
How much did you get for 29 quid?
12 cans. Not really worth it.
Fucking hell.
If you cancelled it, I'll just change the card holder to Pat House.
I know what I should have done now.
Who sent that question?
One of the fans.
Yeah, one of the fans.
Do we do that while we talk about that while this froth settles?
Probably go up. My favourite is San Miguel. To have that when you go.
I haven't heard of that actually.
You know what? Alex, crack on, mate.
I like Superbuck Portugal.
Yeah, I like that. Mythos was a classic one as well.
Is it Brazilian? Brahma?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's
quite nice. That's in the forest, isn't it? That's on draft in the forest, but it's cheap everywhere else. You can get like four bottles for £3.50 in like Tesco, and it's like £5 for a draft there.
But I mean, I would always choose a pint of Carling over any of it.
I don't think you can
beat. Best foreign beers. Carling.
Burton's finest, mate.
You love a Carling, McGill. You're just too snobby now.
I don't like it. Pete, you see what I'm drinking? Does it bring you back?
Tuborg.
Yeah.
Oh, Tuborg. Oh, my God, yeah. That's a good foreign beer.
Yeah, that's a good foreign beer.
Tsingtao, I like as well. The Chinese one.
Tsingtao. Yeah, beer Moretti, however you say it. It's quite nice.
Yes, the Italian.
Yeah.
To be fair, the Italians have got banging.
So nice on Peroni. Draft, that is.
Yeah, Peroni, beer Moretti. They're all pretty solid Italian beers. Yeah.
Can't beat Harp as well. Lovely.
Harp?
That
Irish beer. Nice Irish beer.
Guinness. Lagers.
I like Corona, and that's the only one I've had, I think.
No, there's a nice one. I think it's got like three X's on the front of the bottle.
Oh, you've told me to get that before.
Yeah, is it Dos Santos or something? Something like that.
Yeah. Is Desperados Mexican?
No.
It's fucking wrong.
I think it's Dutch.
Nah, it's got tequila in it, isn't it?
No, it's French. French.
Must be Mexican.
Yeah, that's the style. He's Mexican. But actually, I'm sure it's French. Made it up.
You're right.
Right, okay. Like, here, sort of like the Cobra thing.
But I thought Nando's was Portuguese, but it's South African.
Yeah, I thought it was Portuguese as well.
I thought it was.
What did you think it was, Pete?
Nando's Portuguese.
Yeah, I thought it was Portuguese.
I knew it was South African.
Oh, did you?
You go there enough, don't you? You fat twat.
Just a bit of protein, mate. Chicken, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it, mate. Bit of healthy choice. Yeah. Healthy choice.
Just all that garlic bread.
And halloumi and chips.
No sorry. Yeah.
Very, very chips.
You normally get like half a chicken, don't you, Kay?
Double chicken pita.
That is nice, to be fair.
I
think I'm ready if you want.
Yeah, are you ready, mate? Let me get the timer up.
Careful on the timing for Niall, because he's a bit dodgy.
Need to get McGill full screen. Watch this.
I'm not very good at grinding pints, like.
Hey, come on. Right.
As long as you beat Chips, who's last, then you'll be
happy. Yeah, you've got 8.33 is what you've got to beat, because Chips was terrible. Right, tell me when you're ready.
Stand up.
Yeah. I can't see you there, though. Oh, see, this is the internet. He's fucked his internet. Oh, this is like the worst thing he's ever done. So I fucked up his whole screen. He could have just sat there and downed it.
Hey, put your camera on, man. Don't be scared about your chins.
I didn't think I'd turn it off, to be fair.
McGill, when you are ready, sir, I'll count you down. So
okay.
I'll do 3, 2, 1, and then go. All right. Oh shit!
That's quite good, you know.
Yeah, I don't think Niall timed it.
No, I didn't.
I reckon it was about 9 seconds.
I said. I did. I timed it as soon as he started going, but I said I'll count you down: 3, 2, 1, then go, and then you went. So I started. It's 4.44.
I'll take that, unless you want me to go again.
I think we might.
Have I'd take that. That's the winner.
Yeah, I'd say go again.
Is that the winner?
That is the winner at the moment. Yeah.
Sorry, I'll leave it at that then. Cheers.
Okay. Right, so you got 4 seconds, 44, Liam McGill, which is a bit
the leaderboard.
A bit suspect, but I'm probably saying you probably would have only had half a second.
Oh, don't we do what they do on Top Gear and put a little asterisk next to it?
Yeah, okay, that sounds like a plan. McGill, when do you think you are going to start putting on weight?
I don't know, I weighed myself a couple of days ago and I'm only 80 kilos now. I have been 92 in the past, so.
I think I'm bordering 92 at the moment.
I'd like to one day see 100 kilos again. That'd be nice. Yeah,
see your toes again.
Oh, my dick.
you're the fattest here, Kieran.
I'm in good shape, mate.
Yeah, rounds are shape, ain't it? So
I knew you were going to do. You keep sitting in Tom Burns' lines.
He's the wittiest out of all of us.
He's true. Yeah. He's the one who keeps
this. He's fairly missed, to be honest.
Yeah, he keeps this ticking over, doesn't he? Unfortunately, Pete kind of ruined my start of this podcast. So I don't know what he had planned for the rest of it, to be honest. I was going to talk about lads' holidays.
What about the best lads' holiday in all of Vegas?
No, I'm going to do a special one. I'm going to get like a couple of light haul on and do that.
Oh. You're going to call the medic then?
Are you going to get the doctor on that treated you?
Yeah, I'll get... Mate, it was serious. I went to hospital. You're making light of the subject. It's just not cool.
You've done so much fucking fun stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just... I just drank it in sleep for like fucking basically 3 days.
Excitement keeping you up.
Yeah. I just overdid it, you know.
You said the best bit was going on that roller coaster, didn't you? What was that like?
I went on the first roller coaster. I didn't go on the second one because I was a little bit scared.
Oh, a little bit scared? Not the fact that you couldn't fit in.
I swear to God, I was breathing my belly out and it actually worked in my favour because I went back to the casino and won $3,000.
You did not breathe your belly out. He couldn't, He could not push down the safety guard, so he couldn't.
Yeah, because I was using my core strength to push out my stomach.
To be fair, I didn't see a man so relieved to not be able to go to a ride than you were. You were a lot pale.
No, it wasn't great. I mean, the fucking building's high enough. So why a roller coaster on top of that?
Oh, and it goes off the side as well. So you just it's horrible.
Yeah, I went back to the MGM, got absolutely twatted, and then. I think Sedgen and a few others caught me at the roulette table. Can't really remember much after that.
But I don't want to talk about Vegas too much because I want to do an episode on it.
All right, stop. It's organic, the chat, Niall. Stop fucking being adult.
I'm not being adult. It's just that if I have a 20-minute conversation about Vegas now and then try and
stop talking about it.
Talk about Zanny then, Niall.
No, no, no. Let Alex fill the time. So the floor is yours, Alex.
How was FIFA, Pete?
Sorry about all that, lads. I thought my phone was charging, it weren't. I had to put it because the fucking port isn't. So back now.
Yeah,
did I miss the point?
Yeah, you missed the point. But he's currently leading with some question mark to his number, his score, but he's leading.
Controversy.
Because now I fucked it up.
I basically said, I'll count to 3, 2, 1, then go. And he went, as I was explaining, when he can go. So I had to like quickly grab the phone. If you're able to and you want to, you can do it again, mate.
He should have counted you down, really.
Why count me down?
So you can be ready on the stopwatch.
Enjoy that, little chips.
I enjoyed that one. You did one thing.
All right, now you're ready.
Hang on.
All right, Johnny Stones.
I am ready, sir. Tell me when you are ready. Are you going 3, 2, 1, and then going, or are you going 3, 2, 1, go?
You literally just have to press start on the top watch. It's not that fucking hard.
You can have some Teletubbies. I'm
going to say
it's a mixed ability podcast, okay, Chips? Okay. Just leave it there.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, good, that one.
5.58, so you're third.
Yes.
It did buffer a little bit, though. I don't think that's fair, either.
You didn't have to slam it down so hard.
It's not perfect, Chips. This is over Zoom. I can't be there in the room with him.
I think that was just our screen buffering, though. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't think McGill got a disadvantage.
Okay, so Liam, you're currently third.
Why don't you make an average between the two?
Yeah, no, I'll do it.
Maybe. I'm probably not going to because he would still be beating me and Kieran by quite a bit.
We forgot this podcast was a dictatorship, didn't we, Adolf?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put a little star next to your name just to say you did get 4.44.
So now we can bring... Well, you talk about your favourite moment from Zante, since you really want to talk about it.
Oh, can we talk about that now? Pete?
Yeah, yeah.
Pete and the mystery finger.
Yeah. Well, we went on holiday in Zante. What year was it? 2011. Yeah, so literally 10 years ago now. That's how. Wow, not 9.5 really, because we went in the summer. So 9.5 years ago. What are you laughing at?
We're gonna get technical about it.
I thought it'd be interesting to get it right. Has anyone got any good memories before we get into the mystery finger?
Didn't Tom get held up by a gun or something? Or was that Malia?
I don't
know. I think that was Malia.
Because he wouldn't pay the fare.
I can't.
Connor didn't go to Malia.
Between the two holidays.
Was Auntie the one where Tom swam to the other island, or was that Malia?
That was Auntie.
Is that when he said he held his shoes above his head the whole time?
So the story is Tom went missing for about 2 hours, and then he came back absolutely like soaking wet. Where have you been, Tom? We've been looking for you. And he. He said he got into the sea and swam to Kavos. Now, everyone knows Don Byrne, but this was under the principle what Kavos was probably at least 10, 15 miles away across the sea. And didn't who said it to him that they said, what did you do with your shoes? Because your shoes are dry. He had dry shoes and he said he held them above his head the whole way.
just one arm stroke.
What
the island was so far away as well. It was so ridiculous.
He had a quad bike and he just kept driving it round and round and round. And he came over like, someone siphoned my petrol. And then he reckoned on the last day someone stole it. Remember, he just came over, someone stole it. I spoke to the guy, said it's all right.
You had Kieran, what, he was shitting in a plant pot, wasn't he?
Well, I don't remember this.
We were all looking at him from the balcony and his dad was calling me saying, Kieran's lost, he doesn't know where he is. He thinks he's at the villa, man, in the villa where we're staying. We were all on the balcony, like, watching you stumble around.
My dad still thinks to this day, I'm at Villa Park.
Yeah,
because that's what Jamie thought as well. He was like, Kieran's delirious on the phone. He's saying he's at the villa. Doesn't he just mean like the villa, like here?
You squatted down to have a shit in the plant pot. And then you fought against it, and then you went into the drowned out kids' pool and passed out.
When I woke up with a big Shamu on top of me, named after
We
were fucking horrible about that on that holiday, we were.
Yeah, it was grim.
We were proper gremlins. But it was all fun and games, man. We were 18.
Someone took a shit in Josh Hawthorne's shower or something.
Yeah. Someone took a shit in Josh, and Josh is obviously a proper OCD. So he took a shit right in the middle of his shower. And he was absolutely screwing. He was like, went down to reception to try and get someone to clean it. Obviously, him trying to describe someone's had a shit in the shower and I need someone to clean it up. And they were like, I don't know what you're on about, but no.
You can imagine Josh being irate trying to explain that to someone not seeing
it. Yeah. We had a pool party, which is pretty good.
What was he called? No, it was that guy that you loved, that the bartender DJ guy.
DJ Smoker.
His missus was banging, man.
Yeah, his missus was banging.
His mixtape was fucking awful.
It was Connor and Rory became like best mates of him. I just remember him.
It was awful. It wasn't very good.
Did you get him and listen to it, Pete? Do you remember him, Malia, Pete, when you were in the strip club?
Look how awkward Pete's gone, because you think Lisa might listen.
Let's get Pete and the dog out.
Mark, can you cut this can you cut this story out?
Yeah, I'll cut this story out, Pete. But we've got to keep the chat going, like the conversation.
So we're in a strip club in Malia. Are you going to bring up something about me after this, Pete, or what?
Nah. I don't think I've got anything on you. Thinking, don't get me wrong, but I don't think I've got anything on you.
Going to the stripper, how much for this? How much for this? Can you finger it?
The audience couldn't see what you were doing on video.
I know, yeah. I'm glad you explained what you were doing.
Yeah. So he's making a fingering gesture, like put your two fingers in. And I was like, I was trying to tell Pete to leave it. And Pete was like, nah. And then he got a taxi back to the hotel to get more money. And then he went back, gave her the money. She just put his fingers in her mouth.
I don't recall for that. I can't confirm that at all. Just one ginger man's word against mine.
Because I left you there because I went to the club and you came in fuming. You were like, she just put my fingers in her fucking mouth.
But was I imagining this or in Zanti, Lucy got punched in the face? Was it Matt? Was it Matt who punched her? Remember, yeah. she got sparked in that club, and then I swear it was Matt.
I think it might be a rumor, but I'm not sure. I feel like it might have.
No, she definitely. No, was it Lucy or was it Kate?
Nah, it was
definitely Lucy.
Lucy. I remember. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, but I think it was all kicking
Dan
off.
Dan McGee broke his nose.
Yeah, Dan McGee got absolutely bombed out by the bouncer.
it was Ryan.
No, it was Dan McGee.
That was Malia Ryan.
Sorry.
Dan McGee got break his jaw.
Yeah, no, that was after he came back from Zanti, so he got
he fell down the stairs in Snobs.
Everyone was just like ignoring him, and everyone just went to get chips and like on him.
he went to hospital, didn't he?
Yeah. I was kind of saying like, yeah, I'll go, but you know when you really don't want to, you're just waiting for someone else to step up.
To be fair, it's not as if anyone's been to the hospital with you, is it, Kevin?
Brings back bad memories for Kieran.
Good times, great bands.
we had a few fights in Zanti, to be fair, being like testosterone filled rebels. They were quite funny though.
I don't think we can talk about the club that we had.
Cherry Bay.
Cherry Bay.
No, you can cut this bit if you want, but the Gypsy Fight Club.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were getting well paid and...
Just don't think that's going to cut it.
I'll edit that bit out.
How much money do you think Tom spent on the penalty shootout in Zanta?
Oh my God. What did you actually win? For like the penalty shootout thing?
Champagne.
Probably the cheapest champagne you probably ever find.
I remember, I'm not sure if it... I think it was Zanta. Like, I had to go at the kicking machine thing because loads of punching machines. So I was a bit shit at that. So I was like, I'll go at the kicking machine. So I went, had a go on it. And like, I swear to God, I broke something in my foot or something, man. It was knocked afterwards. I couldn't be bothered to go to like the hospital or whatever. But every night I'd get drunk. I'd completely forget that I'd done it. And like, be like, I don't want to go on all these penalty things. And then just like, as soon as I took the penalty, just in agony. Like, absolute agony.
Well, that Pete, when we went to like Sedgefest a couple of years ago, you like broke your ankle and you were on it all night. Shit,
I was like, I just couldn't. It was such a better decision going on Sunday than going on like a Saturday night. Like,
yeah, true. Like,
fucking but you were or whatever.
You were big. Like,
I remember I was like, I got a taxi with Kieran and Jordan, and like literally. I was clearly like limping, like clearly there was something wrong with my ankle, and no word was said pretty much in the whole taxi back. And then I got up and I was like walking into the flat, you know, all up all those stairs, and just no one said a word, like not even me. And then I woke up the next day and Tom Rome was like, do you want to get a Subway? I was like, mate, I can't really move. And, like, literally, I just thought my ankle was fucked, and then he took me, and then they confirmed it. But
we should do a Sedgefest episode in the summer in the build up.
Yeah, we should. Well, to be fair, Alex has never been, nor has McGill, but you might not be back on that episode, mate.
How much is he paying you to come on the episode anyway, Lee?
£20, man.
More than me, then.
That's it. Speak for yourself, man. It's less than I get from him.
Wow, what have we good stories from Zanti?
I got a tattoo that lasted substantially longer than I should.
Oh yeah, we said that in a tattoo with Berkey's a bitch. Yeah, last week we said that about that.
I've got stupid headers. I've got Amy O'Driscoll on my arm.
I've got Stuart Downing. the day before he signed or something, it was rumored.
And then it was rumored signed for Arsenal.
No, that was rumored though that he was going to Arsenal instead.
I got,
but he was shit anyway, so. Look back with regrets. I'm glad it wasn't permanent, that's for sure.
I think I got like elite, and then about four of us got elite, and we kept on going round and showing everyone, saying like we're part of the elite club, we're elite drinkers.
That was definitely just Niall.
Yeah.
No, definitely Ryan O'Driscoll, Joe McCarthy definitely had it.
Man, do you remember
Kieran was like fast asleep on the bed and we like put the Shamu on him. And then I was getting like the sun cream on him, and I was trying to get his eyebrows with a razor as well.
Someone shaved some of my legs, man. I don't know.
And then we took a picture of us all round a drunk Kieran, and then Pete's just there with his cock out.
Has anyone got that picture still?
It was on Facebook, but I think someone reported it. Like,
I wonder who.
Yeah, I thought everyone was doing it in the photo at the time. That's what I was doing. I'm sure everyone was at one point.
I give everyone conjunct devices.
Yeah, you fucker.
There's no way we do a week of drinking these days.
Oh, can you imagine? I can barely do a night, and like if a weekend at the push. But
yeah, we're talking about the main event anyway. Who was in the bed with you, Peter, in the old mystery?
Oh, yeah, the mystery finger.
The mystery, yeah.
It definitely wasn't me.
It was a bit weird because everyone was denying it. And it weren't like she was angry. She was quite buzzing about it. I think she just wanted to know who. So she could, like, get with them. But every person still to this day denies it. So I think she was literally making it up. I'm not even sure. Because,
yeah, she must have been.
Like, 10 years later, everyone's like, seriously, it was not me. She's like, no one did anything. So... That was the same night that Ryan was shagging Claire upstairs, and then he came down because we were being too loud in a big huff. We were a big fucking boner, like, and we're like, Ryan, and he's like, oh, he had like a condom on the end of it. That was a brilliant week holiday with the lads. That was great.
When was that Shane thing? Was that Malia when Shane McGillion shagged someone? And then
that was Anty.
Yeah, and everyone was saying she was a vegan or veggie or something. And then you met her at McDonald's and everyone said she ordered a hamburger without anything in, just had lettuce in. It's just Dennis made it up and everybody believed it.
Yeah, because we had two villas and there was another villa full of girls, wasn't there? It was them lot. And fucking Shane got his end away.
And then Hawkins shag one, or did he finger her?
I'm not sure.
I think he shagged her.
You'd have to ask Hawkins.
Kieran went into him the next day and was like, what was it like?
Thing is, when you're 17...
Did I?
Yeah.
When you're 17, 18...
Yeah, a lot of fingers flying about, Pete.
Liam, we went to one bar and it was like 10 euros and you got like 5 cocktail drinks and 10 shots of Sambuca. And Sambuca was the first time I'd ever tried Sambuca on a holiday. It was in Zante. Yeah. And by the end of the week... I've never ordered it again because it absolutely. I was like, when I tried it, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Why don't we do this more often? And then by the end of the week, the smell of it made me vomit.
Yeah, that bar night, it was like we were sitting outside and they just come over with like a table full of drinks for about a tenner.
Yeah.
But yeah, I cannot touch Sambuca. I remember when I first started working and I had to like open the bottle like a meter away from me, or what did it fucking feel?
But everything, it was like you used to get, because it was all deals then, wasn't it? So you'd always get like at least maybe 2 beers in like 5 shots, and all the shots were fucking Sambuca or Ouzo. Sambuca or Ouzo. Yeah, at the corner, we had the shop where we went and got fresh bread and like them little bottles of Ouzo to have before we went out.
Did Jamie piss in the shrine?
Someone did. I'm not sure if it was Jamie, but someone, because you had to, it was about a mile walk, wasn't it? Oh,
yeah.
And there was a shrine, which sounds fucking terrible actually thinking about it. Maybe we shouldn't tell this story.
I've already told it.
Well, was it Mary?
It was some kind of saint, and there was a lot of dead people photos in there. So maybe I'm
second thoughts that didn't happen.
No, yeah, doesn't sound good.
I can't remember drinking much during the day though. I feel like I just drank on the night.
Yeah, I think because you probably woke up.
The best way to do it.
No, I remember as soon as waking up, yeah, going to getting DJ Smokey to do some shots or a cocktail. Yeah,
I think I'd like a cheeky nipter before every night.
Oh, do you remember them Skittle shots that he had? They were so good.
Yeah. I definitely think I'd drink more during the day if I went on holiday now.
Start earlier and finish earlier.
Yeah, true.
It'll be a square, square.
No. Do you remember when we came back, me and you tried to make Skittles vodka in my mum's kitchen? with my mum's tea strainer. And it stained the tea strainer like fucking like bright purple. It wouldn't come off. And she was just like, what have you been doing?
Did it taste of anything? Did it taste good or...?
It just tasted like sugary vodka.
Yeah, it was just sugary vodka. Because I think most of the flavours in the chewy bit, not on the outside. I think the outside is the sugar. So we were just basically dissolving the sugar around the flavour. So it just made it really sugary and stained everything. All the other stories, I can't tell. So
release them in bonus content.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe do like a 5-minute bonus content for subscribers.
Disclaimer though on that.
Huge disclaimer. Like.
It won't be hypothetical, the last rites.
But to be fair, every holiday that we've been on has been fucking cracking. Like Poland was brilliant from our stag. That was one of the most intense 2-3 days I've ever had in my life. We got an umbrella up my ass and we put it off and he was fast asleep. He just did not move, even though we had like this umbrella out, like stuck up with it all out and everything. And he just stayed asleep the whole night when everyone else was like jumping on the bed, jumping around his head.
2 hours we were in the strip club for fucking ages.
In this strip club, we were absolute
in the afternoon.
Yeah, absolute birds. And Murph, fast asleep. Yeah, they were birds, man. Don't say they were.
Do you remember when we thought we were going to a strip club? And it was just like a dancing show. I were walking in and there was this old couple behind us. This old man was like, went to us like, is it good in here? I was like, is there kids in that? And he was like with his wife, he was like, yes, yes.
Yes, it was next to that restaurant where they were all like, the bars over there, they're a bit weird. It's, obviously, it's all like restaurants. So there was like a table of like 14 lads getting on, bang on it. And then like couples next to us.
No, but do you not remember when we had to get our money back? Because we thought it was a strip club, but it wasn't.
Yeah, because it was around the corner. It literally was next to that restaurant where we took some photos. And it just had, like, dance show on there. And the guy at the front was, like, getting us to come in. And we were like, yeah, dance show. Yeah, we'll do that. Well, all right, lads. I think we've just gone over the hour mark. So I thought we'll call it there if everyone's happy to.
Just before we end it, though, have you heard the bad news?
What?
The Amsterdam city government's going to try and ban weed tourism.
Yeah, they're pushing it through via Corona, aren't they? Because obviously there's no tourism to kind of you know put it towards. But yeah, they said they don't want poor tourists, haven't they? Weed basically brings in poor people, like poor tourists. Yeah. And if you take away weed, it just brings rich tourists. So that's the their argument. Yeah, he says like they'll come like artists and. All
more refined gentlemen like myself.
All right then, lads.
Well, thank you for having me, lads.
Yeah, thank you for coming, Liam.
Good to be on. I'm sure you'll have you on again.
Right. See if you can get a proper pint time.
Yeah, I think I can beat you next time, no doubt.
All right then, boys. Have a good night, and we'll
see you, boys.
See you, lads.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.